Welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Ben Huber, a missionary of Damascus. We're working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today, we're reflecting on John chapter 8, verses 31 to 42. And, you know, the first question that I want to ask you guys is, who are you when you're living your most full life? Who are you when you're most fully alive? So that may be you, as kind, as generous, as patient. Maybe you're living that out by saying, I love you if you're married to your spouse, to your children each and every day. Maybe that's you doing the dishes when you don't want to. But who are you when you are most fully alive? And this morning, we're going to dig into a few ways that we can be fully alive in Christ Jesus. So let's get after this passage and let's get to work. So John chapter 8, verses 31 to 42. Jesus then said to those Jews who believed in him, if you remain in my word, you will truly be my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. They answered him, we are descendants of Abraham and have never been enslaved to anyone. How can you say you will become free? Jesus answered them, amen, amen, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is a slave of sin. A slave does not remain in a household forever, but a son always remains. So if a son frees you, then you will truly be free. I know that you are descendants of Abraham, but you are trying to kill me, because my word has no room among you. I tell you, what I have seen in the Father's presence, then do what you have heard from the Father. They answered and said to him, our father is Abraham. Jesus said to them, if you were Abraham's children, you would be doing the works of Abraham. But now you are trying to kill me, a man who has told you the truth that I heard from God. Abraham did not do this. You are doing the works of your father. So they said to him, we are not illegitimate. We have one father, God. Jesus said to them, if God were your father, you would love me, for I have come from God and am here. I do not come on my own, but he sent me. Wow, okay, so this is awesome. And where I want to start here is really, I think one of the gifts of reading scripture is that there's so much in just a couple verses. And what I really want to hone in on is verses 31 to 32. And I'm just going to read that one more time. Jesus said then, to those Jews who believed in him, if you remain in my word, you will truly be my disciples. You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. When I think about being fully alive, I think first about living in the word of God. And we heard that in the passage here today, that a son is one who remains in his father's house. And I think the question that I want to ask and start off this morning is, are we allowing the word of God to transform our lives? Are we allowing the word of God to be the heartbeat of our lives, the rhythm of our lives? Are we allowing the Lord to transform our life through the living word? The Lord is asking us, and he's calling us into his word in this season and in this time that we're in. And I believe that step one in the process of living this fully alive life that we have the opportunity to step into each and every day. The next thing that's highlighted in these couple verses is to be my disciple. What does it mean to be a disciple? To be a disciple is one who is taught. Taught by God each and every day. And I think when looking at this passage, the Jews in this passage weren't willing to be taught. They weren't seeing Jesus for who he really was. And I think, how often do we miss the person of Jesus that's right next to us in our home? How often do we listen to our family members or a friend and not recognize how God wants to teach us through them in that moment? So to be fully alive is to remain in the word, but it's also to be a disciple and see how God is using his other disciples to teach us. And I think what's fun about this passage, this verse, verse 32, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. I think a life yielded to the truth is a life led to be fully alive in Christ Jesus. And I think when we allow that to happen in our lives, we can be fully present to what God has in store for us in the moment. When we remain in the Word, we can live as His disciples, and we can know the truth, and the truth will truly set us free. And that is the mission of Jesus, freedom, each and every day. So Jesus, I just ask for more freedom in the hearts of all that are listening here today as we move forward into mission. This has been a scripture reflection on John 8, verses 31 to 42. Once again, my name is Ben Huber, a missionary with Damascus. To learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, visit us at damascus.net. God bless.